Hello, sweetness. It's lovely to see you again. I hope that you're ready for another journey into your subconscious mind. Before you begin, take a moment to prepare yourself and your environment. Make sure you have some privacy for the next half hour or so, and that you feel physically comfortable. And once you're ready and prepared, just come back to me here. Don't worry, I'll wait. Now, just relax as much as you can. There's no need to try to put yourself into trance. That can come later, and without effort on your part. For right now, simply take a few deep, slow breaths. Nice and easy. In through the nose and hold it, and gently out through the mouth, as easily as that. And you can find that doing that helps you to focus your mind. Again now, breathe in deeply through your nose and hold it for a moment. Good. And gently out through the mouth. And you can continue to breathe in this way, steadily and naturally, focusing on the passage of air through your body, almost as a sort of meditation that can help you to relax. And you can close your eyes anytime that you'd like to. Maybe noticing the patterns of light and dark on the insides of your eyelids, or the colors that you may see there, reflected from nothing into nothing. Isn't it funny how that works? Noticing those patterns, those colors, despite the fact that really there's nothing to see there at all. Simply your own brain making sense of darkness. And if you keep watching for long enough, you may find that the colors and patterns might shift and change, become more intricate. Or perhaps darker. You may even feel your eyelids flickering quickly but softly as you focus inwards. breathe in deeply and slowly. In that easy, natural rhythm, and watching the colors and light behind your eyelids, and perhaps noticing now the weight of your own body, the way it rests, comfortable and relaxed and heavy. You might become aware, as you focus on those other things, that the weight of your own body seems to change as you pay attention to it, perhaps sinking down, down, deeper down into the support of your bed or chair, beginning to feel less like a solid thing and more like warm liquid, pooling and held contained by your own intention. Feels good, doesn't it? Somehow soothing. Somehow so relaxing that you could easily stay there all day, watching the colors, focusing on your breathing, enjoying the liquid feeling of your muscles as you relax more and more. And you can just relax, listening quietly to my voice, noticing how the sounds of the words drip gently, gently into your mind, melting muscles and melding with light and shadow and colors and the music in the background, which trickles and flows with that loose, relaxing rhythm, which somehow you notice without noticing, simply allowing it to wash over you, wash through you so peacefully. And while you're paying attention to all of those things, I wonder if you can just bring a little bit of that attention to something else. Just a small thing, but one which really is important for comfort and peace. And you can notice now the temperature of your body, of the room around you, the comfortable surface beneath your body, reaching out with your senses to just feel it. The air that touches your skin, the soft warmth beneath you, and how that feels, and how it ties in to everything else that you're thinking about right now. The colors behind your eyelids, and my voice speaking softly to you. The weight of your body and the music flowing around you and the steady rhythm of your breath in and out and in and deeper and down and calm and relax and so peaceful as you rest there. The texture of the fabric under your fingers that you can feel without even moving. Just as you can feel the caress of air over your body. Just as you can maybe feel the texture of my words sliding like liquid into your mind. So peaceful, so relaxed, calm, breathing and watching and feeling and hearing and sensing your heartbeat maybe, as you relax more and more. That slow, peaceful thump, thump, thump. The rhythm of your body and the music and the patterns of light and color and the weight of your body, the texture of the fabric beneath you, and my voice here with you as you breathe slowly and deeply, and with each breath deeply in through the nose, you can even notice the familiar scents that travel through you. The comforting and familiar scent of your own home, your own body, and keeping all of those things in your mind all at once. The music and my words and your breath and the temperature of the room, the texture of the fabric and the weight of your relaxed body, and my voice, and the colours of my words behind your eyelids, and it might be that you can simply feel your mind drifting away, out of focus, and floating gently, gently away, because it doesn't really matter if you just let go now. You can let go of all of those sensations and feelings and thoughts, and allow your eyes to rest, your body to still and loosen, your mind to float away. You can simply let go of everything now. Simply let go and just relax. That's right. Feeling so peaceful, calm, so open to my words. Words that you can find appealing. Words that can drip down into the very core of your being, changing you in exciting and interesting ways, because you want that, don't you? I know that you do. I know what turns you on and how to twist that desire to my satisfaction, because horny boys like you, they think with the little brain rather than with the rational one, don't they? That's right, horny boys like you, sweetness, sometimes need to be reminded of who's in charge. And that can be a lot of fun when you just let go and allow it to happen. You can go so much deeper when you don't resist. You can enjoy it so much more. You must be wondering right now what I could do to your mind. You might be secretly, or even not so secretly, excited by the thought that anything I said to you now, you would have no choice but to take deep into your mind. So you can take it deep into your mind and let these thoughts take root there, becoming a part of you, of who you are. I know that you are turned on by a big, beautiful burst. And that's as it should be, sweetness. There are very few things as sexy as a lovely, full, curvy figure on a woman. That soft, warm flesh, the sexy bounce and wiggle, as a woman with big breasts walks past you. You can't help but watch, can you? You can't help but stare, imagining how she looks, naked, or perhaps in skimpy lingerie. You can't help but stare at her chest, those magnificent tits, almost begging you to reach out and grab a handful. You'd love to do that, wouldn't you? But you know you can't. So you just watch. You just imagine. And as you imagine, imagine now for me, sweetness. Imagine that right now, you're out in the street, or maybe in a shop, and a beautiful woman walks past you, hips swaying, breasts bouncing, maybe a little bit of cleavage on show, almost as though she's putting on a bit of a show for you. Your eyes immediately are drawn to the outline of her bra. Maybe you can even see the faintest trace of hard nipples. But most of all, it's the size of those soft, warm mounds. The idea of burying your face between her beautiful tits, or thrusting your cock between them, slippery with pre-cum and lubricant. How good would that feel, do you think? And that urge to stare, to glue your eyes to her chest and soak up the beauty of that sight. That urge to think about all the dirty things you'd love to do with her just gets stronger. You like to stare at big tits, don't you, sweetness? It turns you on so fucking much. Your obsession with big bouncing breasts is getting more and more and more overwhelming. Every time that you see a curvy woman, you're going to feel compelled to stare at her chest, because you're such a horny slut for that gorgeous, sexy, voluptuous figure. You're compelled to stare, my sweet. You can't help yourself. It's beyond your control. Your eyes just do it automatically. Your body just reacts as though something else were taking you over at that moment. And so, it's only natural, it's only right, that you will feel the desire to compliment the women that you stare at. It's only natural that you'll feel a strong urge to approach those women and tell them that you find them beautiful. After all, you've just been staring at them. You've just been burning a hole through their clothes with your eyes, haven't you? You will feel this strong desire to compliment any woman with big, beautiful breasts, no matter who she is, no matter where you are. You will desire to approach her and tell her that you find her attractive. And once you have told her, you'll be able to walk away calmly, easily, and feeling good. But, sweetness, if you don't compliment that woman that you've been staring at, if you aren't brave enough, or if the situation doesn't allow for it, then you'll find that your mind becomes restless. You'll find that you feel keyed up and extremely horny. Your arousal will not go away if you don't compliment the woman with beautiful curves. Your arousal will just nag at you and pester you. You'll feel restless, keyed up, and unbearably horny, and the only way for you to get rid of that irritating feeling is to masturbate while you yourself are wearing an item of women's clothing. If you don't compliment the woman that you were staring at, sweetness, you will not feel right. You will not be able to relax until you masturbate while you yourself are wearing some feminine item of clothing. It might be panties or nylons, a skirt, even a bra or high heels. You will simply be unable to settle down until you have put on an item of women's clothing and masturbated while you wear it. Once you have done this, you'll feel amazing. You'll feel so incredibly satisfied. But your desire to stare at women with big breasts will always return. It will always be there. And you will always find yourself unable to look away. And each time you stare, you will feel the desire to pay the woman a compliment. And if you don't act on that desire, you will be uneasy until you masturbate in women's clothing. And this cycle will continue and grow stronger and make you so horny because you love to be reminded of what a bad, dirty boy you are, don't you? And you like the fact that every action has consequences. That thought, it's exciting. It's strangely compelling. And so, sweetness, you will follow my orders. You will find yourself unable and unwilling to disobey these words, because deep down you don't want to. Deep down you know that these orders are so sexy, so you will obey, my sweet, like the little slut that you are. Good boy. Now, in a moment, I'm going to wake you up and you can start to come around again easily and naturally, as though waking from a refreshing sleep. that these words will stay with you. They are a part of you now, a part of how your mind works. That's right. So, counting down from 5 now. 5. Stretching your muscles a little now. Beginning to wake up. 4. More alert with each breath. Feeling so good. 3. More and more alert and aware. Feeling so good. Feeling wonderful. 2. Almost completely awake now. And 1. Wake up completely now for me. That's right. Welcome back, sweetness.